This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 23,800 crore rupees in Bihar and Odisha. The Prime Minister attended a program in Odisha organized to commemorate 1 year of the first BJP government in Odisha this evening. Addressing the gathering after launching projects worth 18,600 crore rupees, the Prime Minister said Naxal menace in the country would come to an end soon. He said the BJP government at the centre has reduced the number of Naxal-affected districts in the country to fewer than 20.
2014 से पहले तक देश में 125 से अधिक आदिवासी बाहुल्य जिले नक्सली हिंसा की चपेट में थे। बीते वर्षों में हमने आदिवासी समाज को हिंसा के माहौल से बाहर निकालकर विकास के नए पथ पर ले जाने का काम किया। भाजपा सरकार ने एक तरफ हिंसा फैलाने वालों के खिलाफ सख्त एक्शन लिया, दूसरी तरफ आदिवासी क्षेत्रों में विकास की नई गंगा बहाई। इसी का नतीजा है कि आज नक्सली हिंसा का दायरा देश में 20 से भी कम जिलों तक सिमट गया है।
The PM criticized the Congress model of governance, which he said made people's life miserable due to massive corruption, and highlighted the BJP's model of good governance in several states, including Assam and Tripura, which are now on the path of peace and development. He expressed hope that Odisha will become a developed state by 2036, as envisioned in the Odisha Vision Document 2036, unveiled by him. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. He said in Bihar, NDA has taken several steps for developing Bihar and several others will come up. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As part of the celebrations, entry to all Archaeological Survey of India monuments will be free of cost for the public. Archaeological Survey of India, in collaboration with the Ministry of Ayush, will host yoga sessions underscoring the importance of holistic health and environment consciousness deeply rooted in yogic philosophy. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that NAFED will soon begin direct procurement from farmers, eliminating intermediaries from the agricultural production process. He was speaking at a national seminar held in Mumbai on the occasion of the International Year of Cooperatives. On the occasion, 5 NAFED products were launched and grants or shares were distributed to 5 farmer-producer companies by dignitaries. Israel and Iran continued to exchange missile attacks for the 8th consecutive day today, while Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts from Germany, France and the UK in Geneva to de-escalate the ongoing situation. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall in several areas of northwest India for the next few days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will also occur at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, East Madhya Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will also witness heavy rainfall. India today marched ahead on the first day of the opening test against England at Headingley, Leeds, when its young batsman Yashasvi Jaiswal hit a majestic 100 after being asked to bat openers KL Rahul, and Yashasvi Jaiswal stitched a solid 91-run partnership, surpassing the 64-run mark set by legends Sunil Gavaskar and Chris Srikanth back in 1986. And that is the end of this news bulletin.